When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Friends, welcome to Wrestling Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast with wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, the brand new, not as tan, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, is Dark Lord member Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. Maybe you could join our Super Bowl ranks. I'm great. I've realized that you said wrestling, you say wrestling with friendship every week. And I realized, like, when is the episode where, like, we come to blows over our friendship? Like, we have such a disagreement that our friendship is on the line in a ladder match.
Well, I mean, this is more like collegiate wrestling with friendship, where, like, back and forth. There's points involved. There is going to be a winner, but it's going to be long. I'm not going to say boring. I think there's a lot of people that enjoy collegiate wrestling, but it is not the same type of wrestling that we talk about.
Well, I know who the winner will be.
The fans.
The listeners, yeah.
Yeah, the fans.
Buddy's Nation.
Again, that sounds like Buddy Hutton. Someone that no one knows.
Nobody knows. And also, he does not listen to this show. But this is the second week in a row you've brought up Buddy Hutton.
Yeah, that's my new thing. It's just bring up Buddy Hutton. You have no idea who he is.
Like, I talked to Buddy yesterday. I should mention this to him. Maybe he'll listen and we'll get another 5-star review. Which reminds me.
Oh, hey. 5 stars or get off our backs. Rate us and review us
on Apple Podcast app. Rate us and review us on Spotify. If you rate us and review us, send us a tweet and let us know. And maybe we'll talk about you in the next episode.
Yeah. Buddy Hutton did not review us, but we are talking former GameSpot Entertainment video guy.
Yeah.
Videographer.
he directed all of our music videos.
He was doing the docuseries about us working.
Yeah. It was really boring. And it was also very difficult to do because Matt was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was in California.
We got a special episode this week, Chris. We do because I don't know if you guys notice who subscribed to us. Thank you. This came out at a different time because it was under embargo.
Powerbomb.
Embargoed.
What's embargo mean, Matt? I'm not a member of the press.
Oh, that means I can't talk about it or post news about a thing until a certain time deemed by the PR people that say, hey, you can't talk about this or write about this until this time.
Yeah. Don't talk about it or get off our backs.
I mean, are we breaking embargo now? Because we're talking about it a day in advance. Because it's not public.
That's not public. That's right.
Now you guys have learned a little something about embargoes.
I'm going to go tweet about it real quick. That's okay, right?
No, that would be an embargo breaker.
And we hate embargo breakers.
I do yell about it on Twitter all the time.
I mean, because embargo breakers really F up our flow and our everything.
Anyway, we're talking about WWE 2K22 cover star.
We are? Yeah. Isn't just the yelling about embargoes cast?
Embargo breaker.
Okay, let's get into it. Booyaka, Matt, do you hear that? Booyaka, booyaka.
Oh, that sounds like it's coming from the area code of 619 or 619.
San Diego, California. Rey Mysterio, no longer junior.
He's not a junior anymore.
He leveled up.
Yeah, he leveled up. He's no longer a junior.
He replaced his uncle.
Because that's how names work.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio is the cover superstar for WWE 2K22. The covers are out there and they look dope. They're very colorful. They're very cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're saying covers. They only showed one in this press conference, Chris. You're talking about the leaked covers, which one of which was shown at the press conference.
We don't want to give you untrue like information, false information. Like, we're not those people. We either talk about things factually or ridiculously.
We talk about them factually or the SmackDown hacker comes on. Those are the choices.
Yes, and the SmackDown hacker will give you false information every single time.
1,000,000% facts.
Matt, last week he said WWE was liquidating because he went to March Madness last year.
He never said March Madness. He said he went to an NCAA convention.
Yeah, that's the NCAA. He went to March Madness last year. He's a maniac. But that's neither here nor there. Let's talk 2K22. Rey Mysterio is the cover superstar. He is also the Road to WrestleMania or the
Showcase.
Showcase mode. This mode has had so many different names over the years.
I think it's always had the same name of Showcase.
There used to be a Road to WrestleMania mode.
That was different.
Whatever. I don't care. It's gonna hit a bunch of like very big moments in Rey Mysterio's career.
Chris, it's also gonna hit different according to the logo slogan.
According to the slogan, also Rey Mysterio said it at least twice during the press conference.
Everybody said it.
Like,
and actually, Byron never said it. I don't think.
But I'm sure Sam with two M's or whatever Roberts said it at least five times.
The last professional broadcaster, guys, you can't be professional anymore.
Yeah. Oh, are you a professional broadcast? You're fired. You're fired.
Sam Roberts is the last one.
Sam probably copyrighted that, and now you're not allowed to be a broadcaster. Get out.
No, you could be a broadcaster. You just have not to be unprofessional.
You have to take bribes and whatnot. Payola. Yeah.
Guys, I'm the second to last professional journalist.
Oh, who's the last?
You.
Oh, wow.
It was you all along. Anyway, Rey Mysterio, cover star, guys. That's what we're here to talk about. Man, you listeners out there are probably so annoyed. Like, I clicked the button in this news article about it to hear two guys talk about it, and they haven't talked about it at all.
Okay, here's what we can say. I am fairly confident at this point that Dominic Mysterio -Guerrero is in the game.
He is a baby boy. A sweet baby boy.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the weird question mark about this game is we don't know which wrestlers are in the game, because I don't know if you guys know this, WWE has let go roughly 17 billion wrestlers over the past 12 months.
Hey, it was only like 80-something last year, and only 7 so far this year.
But how many the year before when there also wasn't a game?
I think that was only around 20 or 30. It wasn't as bad.
Okay, so it's over 100. We can comfortably say I can't over 100 wrestlers.
I believe it was over 100. Yes, we'll say okay that.
So we don't know when the cutoff was to get in the game. I think it's fair to say there will probably be at least one or two wrestlers in the game that are no longer with the company. It's interesting. I'm not sure. It's all very strange. But it sounds like Dominic Mysterio -Guerrero is, or Guerrero -Mysterio. I don't remember which one it was. It's in the game.
Yes.
And we'll be able to tag team with his dad. What we don't know. Okay. So talking about the showcase mode, Ray was asked, what are some moments in the showcase mode that he's looking for, that he was excited to recreate? And he mentioned the first in WWE meeting between himself and Eddie Guerrero at WrestleMania 21, a show I was at. That show, that match was super fun to watch live, and how it kicked off the storyline or whatever. And that immediately took me to, wait, if we get the ladder match for custody of Dominic, that means we get little kid Dominic in the game. That's all I want. And then Sam Roberts, I think it was, specifically mentioned little kid Dominic, and Ray didn't shut it down, Matt.
Chris, first of all, that storyline is Ray's biggest storyline in WWE. I'm going to throw that out there. It's his biggest storyline, the custody over Dominic Guerrero Mysterio. Also, I don't think anybody's embarrassed by that storyline now. Like, I look back and I'm like, at the time I was like, this is a little weird. But now I look back, I'm like, that storyline rules. It's super bizarre, but it rules.
It's super bizarre, but it's also, they play it so seriously.
Yeah.
And that's why it works, I think.
Yes.
So fingers crossed, Matt, if we got to get this game, we got to play through showcase mode so we can talk about it. Because like, if we can play, this might be the first time ever that we can play a recreation of a Wrestle Buddies episode.
Oh man.
Can you think, like, honestly, I can't think of another instance where we've had a topic that then became a video game, like mini game.
I don't think there is one. I mean,
wait. I forgot about the Pasta Mania game.
On 3DO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. How did that system not just flourish? I don't get it.
It was on the Philips CDI. Yeah. It came bundled with Zelda. Whatever, princess. Let's go play Pasta Mania.
Yeah. Yeah. When he says it came bundled with Zelda, not the Zelda you love.
No, that's one of the two games that you love.
What was, like, Hotel Mario or something like that? Remember when Nintendo let their characters be used on these failing game systems, and yes, all the games were terrible?
I think it was like a Hotel Mario.
Yeah.
But not like a fun, like, you run a hotel that was...
Yeah, like, not like Hotel Simulator, where, like, you have an unruly customer in one of your, in, like, the suite, and it's Bowser.
And you murder him. You murder.
Wow.
That seems five stars.
Get off their back.
I'm 90% sure we're getting the custody for Dominic. There's no way we're not getting Halloween Havoc Eddie versus Rey Mysterio.
That would be so good. Yes. Well, and that's the other thing. They didn't touch on how far back this was going to stretch. I don't know how much WCW Ray we're getting, but if we're getting WCW Ray, like, it sounds like essentially there's going to be a ton of Ray Mysterio alternate outfits in this game, which I'm all for because Ray Mysterio has some of the best gear in the game. Full
stop. Give me that all in outfit, baby. No,
The Wolverine one.
It was so good.
did you see what he wore this week on Raw? It looks it looks very similar to the all in stuff.
Okay.
But I do not think they'll give him the all in outfit. But like, what I want them to give him, like, the Heath Ledger Joker one. I want the stupid Avatar one where he has a blue ponytail.
Wait, will he be allowed to use those though? Because they're
different. They're all different enough that they're not like copyright infringement, from what I understand.
Okay.
But I don't understand very much, so that could be wrong.
Law.
I'm not a lawyer.
That's about that. I'm not a law guy.
I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on television, but that's a whole other story. So, but if they're stretching back in WCW, here's the question, Matt, do we get Filthy Animals Ray without a mask?
I was thinking about that too, because a good 2-3 year part of his career, he was maskless. And that was a big deal with WCW.
Yeah. Kevin Nash beat him and took his mask away.
Great job, Bischoff, on that one, for deciding to demask all of the luchadors in the most disrespectful. Like, God, it still rubs me the wrong way. But I don't think we're going to get maskless Ray.
I want it, though. Like, honestly, I would use that Ray the most.
Filthy Animals Ray? Yeah.
In GM mode, I would push Filthy Animals Ray to be my world champion.
Ray also mentioned, like, they were talking about My Faction, which is still, I don't think I understand it completely, but, mentioned bringing back the LWO, and I'm like, oh man, like, bringing back the LWO, like, now with Ray leading and, like, Dominic and Damian Priest and, like, either, like, Umberto or Angel, like, there's a lot of, like, good talent for that.
And Conan. Just bring back Conan.
Did you know he's Rowdy Rowdy and Bowdy Bowdit?
No.
Viva La Raza.
Viva La Raza, Conan. Okay.
Imperial. Sorry.
I just want to, like, yes, the majority of what we're talking about is Ray. But I have a general game question for you, Matt.
Yeah.
It's been
two and a half years
since we last got a new WWE game. The roster for WWE, both on Raw and SmackDown and in NXT, has changed wildly since then. Realistically, what new character in the, like, I'm assuming Bronson Breakker isn't going to be in the game because he just debuted a month and a half ago. But realistically, what character are you looking forward to playing as in the game that you haven't been able to play as in the game before?
Well, first of all, Shotzi Blackheart.
Ooh. Give also, Shotzi Caden Carter the as well. Tank. Shotzi needs the tank.
Yeah, her and Caden Carter I'd like to play as.
Wait, do we think, oh my God, what's her name? The American Ninja Warrior. Casey Catanzaro. Do you think she's in the game?
No.
She's in NXT.
I thought she was just a trainer. I haven't been watching NXT. Mm-mm.
No, she's in NXT full time as a.
You know what? Person. You know who I'd like to play as, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
I want to play as MVP. He wasn't in the last game.
Oh my God, that's right. 2K, if you haven't done this yet, I have a humble request. Bring back MVP's inflatable entrance tunnel.
Oh yeah,
remember the entrance tunnel, and then he'd pose and they had the two pillars that would shoot fire and it's just like a touchdown celebration. Like, I want that.
Hey, also, why isn't the Hurricane in the game?
Maybe he is.
Like, the Hurricane has not been in the game, but like, Shane Helms works for WWE.
Yeah, but he's under a producer's contract, which is different. So they probably don't have the likeness rights, and they don't necessarily want to pay him the likeness rights.
Put him in. Did Rey Mysterio take on Shane Helms? No, during the Filthy Animals, maybe.
Probably. Well, at that time, oh my God, can we get like an LWO versus three count match? Can three count be in 2K22?
Which is weird. Three count was such a small period of time.
Can we get a DLC showcase mode that's just about the rise and fall of three count?
Oh my God.
Tank app. We can finally get DLC Tank Abbott. Finally.
That thing everyone's been asking for.
Shannon Moore before he got all the tattoos and whatnot.
Give me that Shane Helms versus Rey Mysterio. I don't know if that match happened. It might have. I'm not going to look it up.
Well, do you remember career mode in the last game, how it went to like weird fantasy worlds and you fought Kane in hell and whatnot? You went to Bray Wyatt.
Oh yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, it was stupid. But what if we, like, Ray has a dream one night where he's wrestling Shane Helms and then we play that dream?
That's something I want to talk about. We kind of talked about it, touched on it briefly last time, was career mode is supposedly going to be branching, which it desperately, desperately needs for me to care about it.
We'll see how branching it is. I don't really know, man. Like, I want to believe it's good. The thing is, there's such a good template for 2K to follow with what their sports titles do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's not a one-to-one with the way professional wrestling works. So I don't know if it can.
It should be a lot more like NBA's, like 2K NBA games, their career mode is so heavily story focused that it shouldn't go that route. It should go more of like NHL's career mode, which is on occasion you talk to like a manager, you talk to a teammate or whatever, and they say like, hey, during this this hockey game, can you do this? Like, oh, you better check five people there, eh? I think that
you better power bomb five people there, eh?
A career mode like that would work a little bit better. And you level up your character and you make friends with your teammates and you have to strengthen that teammate bond. NHL's career mode is fantastic.
Oh, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Less cut scenes.
Please let me skip them too.
Yeah. The cut scenes in career mode in 2K20 were just obnoxious. Oh, I forgot, Matt. Can I tell you the character I'm looking forward to playing for the first time?
Oh yeah, please. More I'm sorry. Anyone. I never asked you.
It's okay. Walter. I've wanted Walter.
You mean Gunther?
Gunther Stark, yeah. NXT's Gunther Stark. Gross. Walter, like, I've been a fan of Walter since the indies, and watching, mm-hmm. I distinctly remember being at a PWG show. It was him versus Sammy Guevara, and he slapped Sammy Guevara so many times and so hard that Sammy, like, all the blood vessels in Sammy's chest just exploded, and there's pictures of him with just, like, it looks like he's been shot. It's disgusting, and it's so dope. Watching Walter wrestle live and hearing the sound of the slaps. Matt, I remember when you and I went to NXT and the Walter NXT UK title match, you said was the one you were least looking forward to because you didn't watch NXT UK.
Yeah.
And then you got to watch Walter slap the crap out of a dude for 20 minutes.
Wasn't that Pete Dunne?
I think it was Pete Dunne.
It was Pete Dunne. Because it was a lot of like finger manipulation, which is
Yeah, it was lots of finger manipulation. Yeah. And it's just, it hurts listening to Walter slap people. And I want to see how good the slaps are in this game.
You press X, he just slaps people. You press circle, he grabs you by the shoulder, then slaps you. That's it. He has two moves. He slaps.
And Matt, I have a PS5 now, so we're going to be able to play this game together in the new generation.
The new generation of console gaming. Guys, we have PS5s.
I have a PS5. I've played it for all of 10 minutes. I played a PS4 game on it for 10 minutes, and I haven't touched it since.
I played UFC 4 last night, and then I watched Netflix on it so I could finish Archive 81, which I did not do.
Is UFC good?
They changed the game mechanics entirely, so I've been playing since the first game. It was a steep learning curve to relearn how the game works.
Do you create your own MMA wrestler?
Yeah, Smash Johnson. Smash Johnson is in every game I make. Every game you can make a creative player mode, Smash Johnson is in there. He looks different in every game. His name is just Smash Johnson.
You've never sent me a Smash Johnson creator wrestler.
I don't really put him in the wrestling games as much, but like in my football game, he's the running back. In my hockey game, never mind. It's Ivan Drago Jr. in the hockey game.
Ivan Drago Jr.?
Yes.
Come on. Come on. That's wonderful. That's magnificent. Oh, man.
But no, I make a guy just... Because they always say, in most games, they'll say the word Johnson.
Yeah.
So and I just put the word Smash in front of it because, you know what? Like, I'm lazy. Smash Johnson.
But Smash Johnson sounds like a cool dude.
He's in every game.
He's like the Bo Jackson of your video game universe.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-sport.
Or Deion Sanders if you're like 6 years older than us. Or younger, I should say.
You mean Neon Deion, the rapper?
Why
Sanders with a dollar sign?
You mean primetime? Why are there not more two sport people anymore? Why did that die after Deion Sanders?
I'm going to guess it's because I don't know, man. I got nothing. I was going to say maybe union rules change that won't allow it. Maybe
what a time we lived in.
Maybe football is just so vicious to you that you're too tired to play any other sport.
We lived in quite a time, Chris.
We sure did.
We got two sport people and they were fantastic.
We got three, Matt. You forget that MJ played baseball and golf and basketball.
Yeah, but not at the same time.
Well, sure. Well, I feel like he remember when he retired from the Bulls and went after a baseball career?
He went to the White Sox for a short time. Then he went to the South Bend White Sox affiliate for a while.
Yeah. And Michael Jordan.
But he quit basketball. I'm talking about like Deion Sanders played a game in, what was it, Atlanta, and then had to fly up to New York that next day for like a football game.
Yeah.
Game in Atlanta, then up to, and then Bo Jackson, who's played for only like 3 years.
Bo knows.
Man, Bo Jackson. I think he lives by me. Yeah, he does. He lives by me, kind of.
Bo was like a pop cultural anomaly where like suddenly he became everyone's favorite human being.
He is like, how do I explain him to people that aren't familiar with BoJack? He's like the Pecos Bill, but real. Like Pecos Bill, but real. Like that kind of, that like urban legend of like this character that's larger than life that did these amazing things. That's what Bo Jackson is, but all of his stories are real. And there's a video of him doing insane things like running up a wall to catch a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bo Jackson. Rey Mysterio. Speaking of urban legends, I don't know.
Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who mastered both professional wrestling and being an action star and Instagram. Instagram was his third sport. It's cheat meal Sunday and whatnot. But yeah, so like I know this is a fool's game. I have high hopes about 2K22. I say this every time there's a new WWE game, and sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm let down.
Yep.
2K20, we can all comfortably say was a letdown, so much so that they canceled the next year's game and put out, what was it called?
Battlegrounds. That fun game you'll play once.
I would not argue that it was fun.
I thought it was fun. It was
definitely a game that I played once and then never played again. And once never will you, play again.
Once you learn all the characters play the same within five different categories.
Yeah, there's no the movesets are so boring.
Yeah.
They're so boring. And the entrances are so boring. It's just boring. It's a boring game.
Maybe I'll play it again.
Damn it.
Probably not.
But 2K22, like, and the thing about 2K22 is even if it's garbage, I'm going to end up playing it a ton because that's just how these games work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hopeful that it's not. I'm excited to see Ray on the cover. I'm excited that they've had an extra year to hopefully make it truly hit different. And let's be real, even if the game sucks, Matt, we're going to be playing general manager mode like there's no tomorrow. And what they haven't said yet is whether or not you can play general manager mode with a friend over the internet. That I need that to be a thing so that we can go head to head.
No, we do need to do that.
For the Wrestle Buddies League.
That will become a segment on this show.
Like this week in GM mode.
Yeah.
Where we just catch up on what our companies are up to. Even if we can't play it online, we can each do our own and then just catch each other up on how things are going in our universes.
That works perfectly fine for me.
I love it. So March 11th is the date for the game. Rey Mysterio's on the cover. They haven't officially announced bonus versions of the game, pre-order exclusives, all this other stuff.
Hey, Editing Matt here. At the time that we recorded this episode, we did not have a press release with all the different editions. I have it now. I'm editing late at night. This is about 12 hours before you're hearing this or reading this. If you got it when it came out. Anyway, I'll shut up. The WWE 2K22 editions, I'm going to go through them real quick with you. There is the standard edition, which cost $60 on previous gen consoles. That includes PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And it will be $70 on current gen consoles. That's the Xbox Series One or X or the PlayStation 5, available in both digital and physical formats. There is the cross-gen bundle for $80. This is the standard edition, and it comes with the Starrcade 96 Rey Mysterio pack. I'm not entirely sure what is in that. I have checked my press release one more time. There's no information about the Starrcade 96 Rey Mysterio pack. I'm assuming you're getting Rey Mysterio's costume from Starrcade 96. I would love it if you also got Jushin Thunder Liger, because that was his first opponent in WCW his opponent at WCW Starrcade 96. I don't know. So this cross-gen bundle can be played across both generations of the same console. So if you're on PlayStation 4, you can play someone on PlayStation 5, vice versa. If you're on Xbox, across generations of consoles, you can't play Xbox 2, PlayStation. That's not listed. Maybe they fixed that. Who knows? There is the deluxe edition for $100. That includes the standard edition. It also comes with the Undertaker Immortal Pack that has three different Undertaker personas, Evo cards, additional Taker-related content. The deluxe edition also comes with a season pass for all five post-launch DLC packs. There is a My Rise Mega Boost and Supercharger pack, and then WWE Supercard content, but that's only for the physical copies. Sorry, digital folks. Like me. Finally, there is the NWO4 Life Edition. This is $120. This includes content from both the standard and deluxe editions. You get My Faction Evo cards, alternate NWO attires for Hollywood Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Six, also known as X-Pac. Here's the big thing. Eric Bischoff is playable. You can finally have your Eric Bischoff versus Vince McMahon at WCW Nitro match that you always wanted, because that's what I always wanted. This also comes with the WCW Sold Out 97, Bash at the Beach 1996 arenas, and the NWO Wolfpack Championship. That's all included in the NWO 4 Life Edition. So there's quite a bit in that one. Those are the four that you can pick edition wise. I don't think there's physically, we haven't seen anything about physical editions that have a statue or something crazy in them. So that's it. We'll get back to the episode now because we did not have this information at the time of recording, but now I do. So bye.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when they're like, pay $200 for this game and we'll give you all this stuff plus like a statue plus pogs and then something else. And I'm like, right, but that's out of almost everyone's financial wheelhouse, especially 2 years into a global pandemic that has taken away many, many jobs.
Especially people that are at WWE.
Yeah, man. How do you expect Samoa Joe to buy the expensive version of the game?
But he's been fired twice.
In a year.
Under a year.
Will Samoa Joe be in the game? Call it now.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think anybody that's getting released this year will be in the game. I have a feeling WWE has likeness rights contract worked out because of the pandemic where the people that are getting released are going to be in the game. Hopefully the people that are getting released that are going to be in the game are getting some sort of financial compensation for it. Otherwise,
oh, I got to believe they are.
They have to be. And I think it sucks for 2K because they didn't see, no one saw this coming with WWE releasing all these people. And I feel horrible for 2K that Visual Concepts primarily, that they've spent so much time retooling this game from the ground up. They're getting it ready. And then half the roster they probably have ready is gone. Like, what do you do at that point?
I would love to play an unreleased version of this game with all of the wrestlers in it.
Yes.
Because there were a bunch of wrestlers that signed with WWE or came to prominence after 2K20 that are no longer there that, like, will never get their stuff.
I wonder if Hit Row would have been in the game.
I would have loved Hit Row. Like, that would have been a hell of an entrance.
Yeah.
I loved Hit Row. And I think Hit Row would have been in the game.
Retribution, guys. Mustafa honestly, Ali asking for his release.
Retribution will probably be in, like, let's be honest. Retribution is going to be in the game and nobody's going to choose them.
I don't think they'll be in the game. That's Retribution was
T-Bar and Mace are still in under contract.
Mace is I thought T-Bar was one of them's gone.
I don't Maybe think not. So.
No, Retribution won't be, but I'm saying Retribution, that faction, won't be in the game.
I'm saying this. I think it's gonna be hilarious when Retribution is in the game.
Okay. T-Bar and Mace are there. Mustafa's not going to be for very much longer, maybe.
Yeah.
You saw he asked for his release, right?
Yeah, for those of you who don't fall in line, Mustafa Ali says he has requested his release from WWE because he has a message he wants to get out there, and it's not going to get out there while in WWE.
Or is that kayfabe? Because he's pretty good at kind of like blurring that line.
I think based on how he's been used sporadically over the last 2 years, like I get it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's real. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, yeah. 2K22. Rey Mysterio on the cover. It looks cool. I like Rey Mysterio. I will say he answered my question in the press conference, which was, A, how cool is it to be like now, like because Rey has been in video games dating back to WCW on the N64.
Yeah.
And now he's in a video game with his son as a playable character. And he thought that was cool. And then, of course, I had to throw in who's going to have better stats.
Dominic.
And he said, no, Rey, I know. Rey shut that. He's like, the father, obviously. Don't ask that question. Like, I got to know these things, Rey.
Dominic, who's like 2 years into his career.
When I get the game, I'm going to max out Dominic's stats and just make him beat up his dad.
I want to be able to. It won't happen. It's impossible. But I want to be able to play as baby Dominic.
What if that's an unlockable character? That will not be unlockable.
It won't be.
Maybe you can pick him as a manager.
Because
in which case, baby Dominic is going to be my manager.
You thought about it for a second. You're like, oh, that'd be so cool. You could be baby Dominic beating up people. Wait a minute. People are going to be hitting a little kid. Nope, that's not happening.
Yeah, it's just going to think of all the videos on YouTube of like popular wrestlers, like beating a child with a kendo stick. Like, that's all it will be.
What if I could team Baby Dominic and Nicholas, former Raw Tag Team Champion?
Matt, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? What we're going to do, Matt.
Yep.
We're gonna take the adult Dominic character and give him an alternate outfit that is the young Dominic clothes, which is just the white T-shirt and like the long beige shorts.
I thought it was and blue tennis jean shorts.
It was it were they jorts?
Oh man, we gotta look this up.
Because also next year WWE is releasing a young Dominic figure as a build a figure for one of their toy lines. Like we have to just build a young, like build an alternate attire Dominic that is his young Dominic wear.
All right. So the outfit, there's numerous outfits that he has on. It's blue jeans with like the boot, like rolled up, like the pant legs rolled up a little.
Okay.
Black boots. He wears button up shirts, long sleeve button up shirts that were interesting in the early 2000s.
Okay. We can do that. We can do that in a 2K game.
Yeah, we definitely can. He's wearing, hold on a second. Okay. Oh, that was close. There's a young Dominic picture with him and Ray, and he's in this button up, like off gray, this kind of grayish button up shirt with has short sleeves. There was another picture right next to it of adult Dominic, what I thought was the same exact outfit.
That would be incredible. And I got
very excited.
That would be incredible.
Oh, we give him frosted tip hair. Ooh. Remember frosted tips?
Of course I do. I'm like, yes.
Okay. Anyway, March 11th, WWE 2K22.
Yeah, you have to do the things we do in this game, which is go extreme silliness.
I think we're gonna make a running segment on this show about what's going on with our GM modes.
Yeah.
Because we will both get the game, obviously.
And Matt and I both tend to do utterly ridiculous things in the games.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're going to fill up our rosters with our dumb created wrestlers. I'm going to make the young Dominic alternate attire for Dominic. And if Filthy Animals Ray is in the game, Matt, I'm going to make them feud over the world title.
Oof.
And it's going to be glorious. It's going to be so good.
Booyaka,
619.
All right, well, we will see you guys next week with a Royal Rumble predictions episode, because Royal Rumble is next Saturday.
3, 2, 1.
Booyaka.
Wait, it's next Saturday?
It's next Saturday. Another pay-per-view on a Saturday, guys. Nice. Here we go. Chris, any final words?
Put the Oddities in WWE 2K22, or just put the Oddities theme song. Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.